On the Kenai Peninsula, rain over the weekend helped further knock down the Funny River fire. But in interior Alaska, a wildfire in the Delta Junction area gained major acreage over the weekend. The 100 Mile Creek fire, sparked by an earlier prescribed burn on military land, went from about 700 acres to more than 6,000 as high winds fanned flames. Alaska Fire Service spokesman Mel Slater is tracking the blaze burning on the Oklahoma Training Range, 17 miles south of Delta Junction.
Values out there that are threatened are military assets that are along the range. There are no communities or personal property being threatened at this time.
Slater says winds gusting between 30 and 50 miles an hour on Saturday prevented crews from working on the ground, but retardant and water were dropped on the fire. As winds died down yesterday, Slater says crews were deployed to prevent the fire spread to the north.
It's burning in black spruce and tundra and hardstand mix out there. So there are fuels out there, and with the wind conditions, those fuels continue to dry out.
Cool, wet weather has helped firefighters since Saturday's wind event, which Division of Forestry spokesman Sam Harrell blames for nearly two dozen new wildfires around the interior.
We had over a dozen starts just around here in Fairbanks alone, and they were mainly trees falling into power lines and sparking and starting a fire underneath of them.
Harrell credits firefighters with attacking multiple starts quickly before the flames could spread.
The remarkable thing is, for all the fires we had, Anderson, Nenana, Fairbanks, Delta, Toke, they got to them all and got them.
Harrell says local fire departments and residents also helped extinguish fires.